Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, everybody. You are listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, gardener, bug and worm farmer, horticulturalist, ecopreneur, biocontrol specialist, and Dr. Bug Lady. I want to extend a very warm, easy, organic gardener welcome to each of you, and thank you for tuning in. My guest this hour is leader, author, and sustainable farm crusader, Joel Salatin. He is one of my heroes. And before I ask Joel to join me, I want to make sure you have a copy of our Growing is for Everyone spring catalog. It has what you need for all of your spring growing, including cover crops, soil testing tools, composting supplies, fertilizers and amendments, beneficial insects, insecticides, and more. To receive your copy of the Arbico Organics Free Growing is for Everyone Spring Catalog, you can go to www.arbico-organics, that's A-R-B-I-C-O-organics with an S.com. Or if you want to place your order by phone, you can always give us a call at 1-800-SOS-BUGS, 800-SOS-BUGS, and one of our specialists will be glad to take your order during business hours. We always answer our phones with a live person, and be sure to take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. We always have special promotions there, and it's a lot of fun. We love it when you like us. Be on the lookout for those fabulous sales that we have and other special promotions, and you can always follow me at Dr. Bug Lady on Twitter. And now I would like to invite my guest, Joel Salatin, to join me. Hi, Joel. How are you today?
Hi, Sherry. I'm doing great. I hope you are.
What a pleasure to have you back on the show. I am just so excited and pleased. I think of all the shows I've ever done, yours was the very best and most fun that I ever had, and I just want to thank you again, because I know you're so busy. This has got to be a busy time at the farm.
Well, it is. It is, and I've been traveling a lot as well. I've been gone for the last 3 weeks and a couple of days, and so it's good to get back home.
It sure is. There's something very exciting and romantic about getting on the road at the same time. You know, it gets tiring after a while.
Oh, yeah.
You don't get to eat your own food, and you don't get to be in your own bed and just being at your own home. So I understand. I get in those. I go through those phases myself. Say, before we get going, I want you to tell your story. It sounds so much better from you than when I give the background and your biography, so to speak. So tell us the story about this family farm in Virginia's Shenandoah Valley and how you got started, and what, I mean, you've been doing so much. I mean, since the last time, I've got to catch up, of course, but just give us the background.
Yeah, well, my mom and dad bought this farm in the Shenandoah Valley here in 1961. I was just 4 at that time, and it was the armpit of the community. It was gullied, worn out, soil erosion, you know, bare rock, and we started the healing process. He and mom worked off the farm, and that's how it got paid for. And so during my growing up years, you know, I had laying chickens, and I direct marketed to people at church and in the community, and a couple schools and restaurants and things, cut my teeth on the direct marketing, had a large garden, sold vegetables, and we always milked a couple, you know, Guernsey milk cows, made our own cottage cheese and butter, and at that time we could sell it legally. And, so, you know, came up on through the 60s, 70s, and then came back after college and worked at the local newspaper where I'd worked when I was in high school and on the weekends, and farm, you know, did the farm, part-time farm commute deal. But within 18 months, Therese and I were able to save up enough money that we felt like we could live for 1 year on the farm. And so I handed in my notice and walked out of the office September 24, 1982. And and came back full time, and you know, it was tight. Fortunately, I married a gal more frugal than I, and was content to ride in a $50 car and eat out of our garden and never buy clothes and don't have a TV, still don't. If we didn't grow it, we didn't eat it, and we devoted ourselves to this dream. And I never had to go back off the farm to work, although I did in those early couple of years do a couple of little, you know, kind of piece jobs, odd jobs, help the guy plant trees, help the guy build fence, you know, a couple little piece jobs. When you're living on, $300 a month, a $500 or $600 just piece job once in a while can fill in a lot of pieces. And we began direct marketing and getting our grazing smoother and better, so that now we produce beef, pork, chicken, both meat and eggs, turkey, rabbit, duck eggs, and lamb. And the farm has roughly 20 full-time people as staff. We market to about 6,000 families and 50 restaurants, and it's a pretty exciting time.
Wow. Talk about taking on something that for most people would they just couldn't possibly imagine doing that. We've been so spoiled. And I want to use that word carefully, because spoiled is really it, by such a huge change in the way that our food is grown, how we acquire it, what it tastes like, all the laws around it. I mean, so much has been given away, and I know this is something that you talk a lot about, and I'm just so proud of all of the work that you've done because we think a lot alike in terms of how to do this without harm in a way. And you say that our mission statement is simple: to develop environmentally, emotionally, and economically enhancing agricultural prototypes and facilitate their duplication throughout the world. And what's the most amazing thing to me is that you're not keeping all this to yourself. You're doing everything you can to let other people know about it. There is no, you have complete transparency there at the farm. You are a crusader, a pioneer in many ways of how to, of showing people a model. And in many ways, it's very simple model of how to grow their own food. How to quote unquote get off the grid, if you will. So my hat's off to you. Thank you so much for this amazing work that you do.
Well, you're very kind and gracious. It's been a long, we've been at it a long time, and I think one of the, it's interesting, when I first began getting a little bit of media traction, you get a few articles about you, and then you start getting some phone calls, what is this, this pastured poultry thing, of course most people say pasteurized poultry, no, it's pastured poultry, and I'd go and do a speech or something, and people would say, oh, that's very warm and fuzzy and cute, But how does it scale up? And, today now when I go and talk, it seems like more times than not, it's, wow, that's awesome. How does it scale down? So, one of the beauties of this modular, mobile, management-oriented model that we've developed is that it beautifully scales both up and down. So it creates a low-capital way to get into farming, and that's desperately what this kind of next turn of the wheel needs, with the average American farmer being right at 60 years old. When young people can't get in, old people can't get out, and so both generations are stuck, one wanting in, one wanting out, and we desperately need these low-capital, mobile, modular, management-oriented systems in order for that multi-generational succession to occur.
We're going to come right back. When we come back, we're going to continue talking about these mobile modular management systems. So for those of you listening, don't go away. We have got lots to talk about.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason...
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fari, and with me is the amazing Joel Salatin. He is a farmer. He's an author. He's a crusader. He is an amazing, back to the author part, he has a brand new book, Fields of Farmers. where he talks about America's average farmer is 60 years old. He says, when young people can't get in, old people can't get out, approaching a watershed moment, our culture desperately needs a generational transfer of millions of farm acres facing abandonment, development, or amalgamation into ever larger holdings. Based on his decades of experience with interns and multi-generational partnerships at Polyface Farm, farmer and author Joel Salatin digs deep into the problems and solutions surrounding this land and knowledge transfer crisis. This book empowers aspiring young farmers, midlife farmers, and non-farming landlords to build regenerative, profitable agricultural enterprises. I love this book. I love what you're doing, and I'm so grateful that you are with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
You are something else. That's all I can say. Oh, my goodness. But this is it. This is something that we've been talking about. At least I have for, you know, at least 20 years where we've been talking many, many types of, you know, sustainable, regenerative farming. But this whole idea that starts with, you know, erosion and water and you know, inputs and every calorie we eat travels 1,300 miles and the lack, you know, of losing our seeds and the taste of food doesn't even have a taste any longer, much less trace elements and minerals. And so, you know, I know I'm preaching to the choir here. You are the one, though, that's been able to really to get your hands around this because you're actually doing it start to finish. And let's talk a little bit. We're going to talk about the modular mobile management model. But before we do that, I just want you to talk a little bit more about this farming crisis that we have between farmers that are you know, they're needing to have an exit plan and what are we going to do?
Sure. Well, you know, a lot of it is it boils down to the orthodoxy of our day. There's a very, you know, every society has an orthodoxy. I mean, if, you know, if you and I look back, you know, 600 years, when people just assumed it was the orthodoxy that the earth is flat. If you walk into a room and said, beg your pardon, no, I think the earth is round, you know, you would have been laughed to scorn. You'd have been, you know, you heretic, what a nutcase, you know, weirdo. And every era has its, you know, has its orthodoxy, whether it's, you know, slavery is okay, whether it's, you know, and our day, or, you know, whether it's, you know, women shouldn't be able to vote. I mean, I'm looking at stuff, you know, throughout our, whether, you know, the Native American is really just a barbarian because he doesn't use Robert's Rules of Orders. You know, these are orthodoxies, and moving closer to home, you know, we have an orthodoxy in agriculture today. And the orthodoxy is that you have to use chemical fertilizer in order to get any production. The orthodoxy is that you have to, plow in order to, you know, in order to feed the world, that you have to sterilize food in order for it to be safe. So, you know, Coca-Cola and Mountain Dew are safe, but raw milk is unsafe. That you have to go to the supermarket. I mean, if we didn't have supermarkets, we'd all starve to death. and not only that, but if, you know, the orthodoxy of our day is, if we ask, you know, people to get back in their kitchens again, I mean, that's like returning to the dark ages, you know, to hoop skirts and hearth cooking and you know, spindle weaving and come on, give me a break. Haven't we gone beyond that? You know, today is the day of the, you know, the soccer game and the theater and the Kardashians and, you know, we're not supposed to be, sitting here, you know, being participatory in our food system. And these are all, you know, orthodoxies of our day, and they all play in the survival of a farm. When a farm is single species, petroleum based, chemical oriented, and dependent, and produces raw product to be value added someplace else, and then sold as a highly processed material for a person to ingest without touching it except to put it in the microwave, That is a food system that actually impoverishes. It impoverishes the land, it impoverishes farmers, and it impoverishes rural economies, and it impoverishes the health and nutrition of eaters. So everybody loses in that kind of a scenario. And it's important, I think, to understand that is the orthodoxy, that is the orthodoxy of our day. And so if you're going to chart a different course, you're going to make some waves. You know, you're going to be branded a heretic, and you know that's the way it's going to be. But if we continue down the same course, you know, the Chinese have this thing: if we keep going the way we're going, we're going to end up where we're headed. And I think there's a lot of truth to that.
I think we may have arrived.
Yeah. Well. You know, we now have a dead zone the size of New Jersey and the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
We have 700 riparian dead zones in the U.S. We have switched in the last 35 years, we've switched our 18% per capita expenditure on food and 9% on health care. We've switched those to now 9% on food and 18% on health care. You know, is it possible that those two numbers are related? Oh, there's another orthodoxy that I didn't mention, and that orthodoxy is that food is supposed to be, you know, the smallest part of your budget. You're supposed to spend a lot more on, you know, lottery tickets, country club memberships, and People magazine than on food. And so these orthodoxies are wreaking their havoc, you know, in the culture in a very specific way.
Sure are, and you have said it so elegantly and eloquently and concisely, so that our listeners really understand. And it's one of those things that I had a guest on last week who was saying, you know, we've sort of why has it been okay to stand back and just let all this happen? Why have we not done anything? Why are we just standing around? This is, you know, this is not a spectator sport. We've got 30 seconds. I want to hear what your response to that is.
Well, the quick response is that we never respond to anything until it becomes so bad that we can't stand it. And I don't think it's gotten so bad that we can't stand it yet. So, you know, the pendulum has to swing way, way past center before we start bringing it back.
I agree with you. And it's that, and a lot of it we've forgotten. We don't even remember what a tomato tastes like. We're going to come right back in just a few minutes. For those of you who are listening, don't go away. Go grab a glass of water or a cup of tea and we're taking a quick break. Be right back.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. With me is Joel Salatin. He is a full-time farmer in Virginia's Shenandoah Valley. The family's farm, Polly Face, the farm of many faces, has been featured in Smithsonian Magazine, National Geographic, Gourmet, and countless other radio, television, and print media. He has authored 9 books, 5 of them which are do-it-yourself types. The titles, Pastured Poultry Profits, net $25,000 in 6 months on 20 acres. Salad Bar Beef, You Can Farm, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Start and Succeed in a Farming Enterprise, Family Friendly Farming, Holy Cows and Hog Heaven, my favorite, Everything I Want to Do is Illegal, The Sheer Ecstasy of Being a Lunatic Farmer, Folks, This Ain't Normal, and Fields of Farmers. Welcome back, Joel.
Thank you, Sherry.
When did you have time to write all these books? That's amazing.
Well, I used to write them in the winter when I wasn't so busy, and the last two, really, Folks This Ain't Normal and Fields of Farmers, were both pretty much written on airplanes. So anyway, you know, your life kind of morphs and changes and whatever it is, but that's kind of where I have my alone time now. And so it's been good to be able to get that done.
These books are really they are guides. They are guides for anyone that wants to have a living. I mean, really, when you look at it, these are all guides for there's so many people out particularly in this country that are out of a job. And, you know, there are lots of jobs that have come about as a result of just these subtle changes that have been occurring, even though we were talking about, we may have not seen it as in the last segment, you know, that it hasn't gotten bad enough. But think about, you know, all the recycling jobs, the composting jobs, people growing microgreens, people that are involved with canning and selling their own produce at the market. And I mean, I see so much of this day to day changing where it wasn't happening years ago. So I think there is this movement very slowly, and these books, they are, you know, anybody listening, this is, you know, if you ever wanted to think about, if you want to do something, you're looking for a job, something that's worthwhile, that makes sense, these books, they are your guides.
Yeah, well, you know, this what I call loosely the integrity food movement, which is also an integrity farming movement. You're right. From a job standpoint, there are two things, I think, when it comes to employment that are important to realize, that the kind of farms that we espouse essentially trade pharmaceuticals and infrastructure for labor. And so, you know, one of the accusations that people say to us on our farm is, well, you know, it takes all this labor. You know, how do you have a farm when you have all this labor? And you got to realize so we have more labor, but we don't have vet bills, we don't have pharmaceutical bills, we don't have big equipment bills, we don't have chemical bills, pesticide bills. You know, there's a whole lot of things that we don't have. So, for example, you know, we spend labor time behind, for example, a chipper and chip diseased junk and down trees into a chipper, so we have carbon development. So instead of buying chemical fertilizers, pesticides, and herbicides, we're trading those dollars for a carbon-centric system that we can run composting and run our farm, our soil building and fertility program, on a carbon-centric in-house generated system. That is a fundamentally different system, and it puts the jobs, it puts employment on the farm instead of out in urban sectors, in laboratories and chemical plants, that as we know now, often result in kind of dead-end jobs. You know, there has never been a time when more people are dissatisfied in the job that they have. And so that's one element. We make no apologies for trading those off-farm inputs and chemicals, for trading that for on-farm labor. We think that's a great, great approach. The second thing is that one of the big concerns right now, if you go to a business conference, go to a Fortune 500, you know, business conference, or an education conference, one of the big issues facing technologically advanced cultures like ours right now is, well, where are the opportunities for the people that don't want to sit in front of a Dilbert, you know, in a Dilbert cubicle all day in front of a computer screen? What do you do with the people that don't get jazzed about just spending all day on a smartphone, moving inventory around? And there are a tremendous number of people who like to work with their hands, and there's actually kind of a revival of vocational artisanship, from pottery, cabinet making, that sort of thing, and kind of the Walmart alternative, if you will, the consumerism China-made alternative, and from mechanic repair to, you know, building things, making things, and for people who want to work with their hands and who maybe don't have the intellectual either capacity or desire to sit in an office all day and stare at a computer screen working for the man, we desperately need opportunities for these people to be able to express their craftsmanship, their artisanship, their blue collar creativity, if you will, and be significant parts of society. I mean, and other societies have done this. I was in Spain last year, in the southern part of Spain, And it's amazing there in that culture, the guy who knows how to prune the cork trees to stimulate the greatest production of acorns to fatten those acorn fattened pigs, that guy that prunes the trees is as revered and paid as much as a heart surgeon. Now, you know, that's a different kind of culture. Incidentally, the southern half of Spain has the highest per capita expenditure on food of any other culture in the world. The point is, they value good food, they value this cultural, you know, anchor, and they value the people that enable the nutrition and this cultural anchor to stay. That really says something regenerative about a culture.
I would agree with you, having been there myself and having partaken of the food and the people and their joy of caring for the land.
Of course, the flip side of that is that Spain right now is having a 50% unemployment, so they got all sorts of economic problems. But that's not endemic in the rural landscape culture that they have.
No.
That is an issue that's been created by government, by economists, by bankers, by the urban sector, actually. You know, the urban sector has created those problems with all sorts of social programs, agency programs, and different things. In case somebody's listening who says, well, wait a minute, that's not a healthy culture because there's 50% unemployment, I see those two as kind of, two different things.
Exactly. What you're saying, and this is very accurate, is when you are out in these small villages in the countryside, they've been sustaining themselves for thousands of years. It's amazing.
Yes.
We're going to come right back again, another little quick break, and when we do, we're going to be talking more about this farming method. We have to circle around that so everybody knows what we're really talking about here. So those of you listening, go get a little stack. We're coming right back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. Go Foods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. Go Foods is there when you need it most. Feed your Frida package is available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. Easy, environmentally and sustainably yours. With me is Joel Sullivan. He's a full-time farmer. He's a rebel. He is a author, has a wonderful website, by the way, Polyface Farms. That's Poly, P-O-L-Y, Face Farms. Wonderful website. I highly recommend everybody take a look at that because it is full of information. And I'll tell you, I get inspired every time I go there and every time Joel's on the show, too. So welcome back, Joel. Last segment here. So we do want to have you just quickly talk about the what we talked about earlier, this model of why is your farming different than others. So we talk about the modular mobile management model. And so let's hear a little bit about that and so people get an idea of how your model is different and why it works so well.
Sure. Well, yeah, it's great. If you want to grow a chicken for Tyson, the first thing you have to do is build a $500,000 house in order to grow one chicken. And that's a pretty high capital, a pretty high hurdle of entry. And so what we've developed are essentially portable, mobile kinds of infrastructure, chicken shelters that are floorless and little, fit in your backyard, egg mobiles on wheels that move around, the Millennium Feather Net, which is a large skid, layer A-frame kind of structure, gobbledygos for turkeys. This is a nursery shade cloth over a trailer, right, that provides shelter. Cow mobile shelters, pig mobile shelters where we put, have shelters over pigs. And so if you're going to have a portable system, you have to have portable control, portable shelter, and portable, feed and water system. And so, the control is electric fence, and one of the reasons we can do what we do is because of extremely high-tech computer microchip electric fencing technology, both polyethylene nets and, aluminum wire, poly wire, different things like that. Highly portable, very, very cheap, high information, low mass, okay? There's no concrete, fans, augers, all this. It's low mass. It weighs small. I mean, we have this electrified netting now that that 50 yards of it only weighs 12 pounds. One person can take it up and put it down in 10 minutes, and it keeps out black bears, coyotes, possums, and keeps poultry in. I mean, that's really aha stuff, space age stuff.
That's huge.
It is huge. So
really huge.
Yeah, so you have portable control, portable, you know, shelter, and then you have, you know, portable water systems. We now have black plastic pipe, for example, where you can just easily lay water systems and either pump, gravity feed, push, solar power, windmill, whatever. But we can get water long, long distances, unlike, you know, without evaporation, unlike anybody that's ever come in any previous civilization. When you have these portable mobile systems that you can start with one and add another as you grow, you can capitalize into the farming, you know, without great big high initial cost, and you can separate the farm from the land. That's the big cost. The land is the big cost. So when you go to a totally modular, mobile, management-oriented system, you don't have to own the land that your farm business sits on. Now suddenly you can place this farm business on a friend's piece of land, on leased land, rented land, publicly owned land. I won't say what else. You could squat, whatever. But the point is that you can lay this very cheap, simple infrastructure on an existing piece of land anywhere, and it's scale neutral. It can be small, it can be large. You can farm nooks and crannies, and so it's malleable. And so that allows farming to join the kind of organic expression that we currently see in the internet, in the computer world, where it's all about, you know, mobility. It's about being able to move material from one place to another, move your office, you know, from one place to another, the telecommuters, you know. This is all about modular mobility and moving management into in-source management rather than outsource management. And when we adopt those ideas on the farm, suddenly we make the farm relevant to our current culture, our current economics, and the current desperate needs of our soil, our water, and our air.
Well said. That's you said it start to finish. That's how it works, and it's beautiful the way the system is.
Yeah. So the equity, you know, in the average farm, you know, the equity of the farm is primarily in land and buildings and machinery, but in our model, the equity is in information, knowing how to do this, management, because it takes tight management to not have sick plants and sick animals and things like that without rescue chemistry from, you know, the pharmaceutical company or the chemical company. And the third part of our equity is that it's in our customers. The most valuable thing on this farm is that customer box. You know, that's our valuable thing. And so when you have your equity of the farm in information, management, and customers, those are things that don't depreciate. You don't have to borrow money for them, and they can be placed anywhere. That is very cool.
I love the concept, and it works. That's the thing that's so amazing, and it works completely with nature. And, you know, it seems like, why isn't everybody doing this? Why isn't everybody ethically farming? What are the hurdles?
Yeah, well, the quick answer to that is that if this actually became, you know, the way mainline agriculture did it, or the way everybody did it, it would completely invert the power, position, profits, and prestige of the entire food and farming industry. And that's a big ship to turn around.
Certainly is, when you think about PHAR pharmaceuticals and FAR pharmaceuticals. And,
yeah.
You know, seriously, it's daunting when we think about, we've given up our health you know, yeah. healthcare, the food, as you said, you know, how interesting it is that, you know, we've completely reversed the amount of money that we spend on health, you know, healthcare versus the amount of money we spend on food. And when you look at countries, a place like Sicily, for example, that have the, some of the longest longevity, longest lived people, where their food is the center of everything. And they are, in many ways, they farm the way you're talking about, you know, and they've been doing it for generation after generation after generation. You know, the guy that makes the best goat cheese, that herds his own goats, he is the most esteemed guy in the whole town. You know, it's not about the guy that the guy with the most real estate and the skyscrapers and that type of thing. And it's not to make those people wrong. It's just interesting.
No, it speaks to a culture, you know, to a culture's value system.
Yes.
When you see that, and in ours. You know, the truth is most people are far more informed and passionately interested in the latest dysfunction of the Kardashian household than what's going to become flesh of their flesh and bone of their bones at 6 o'clock.
I like the way you say that. We've got about a minute. If you were going to be king for the day, what policy would you implement to move the integrity food movement forward?
Well, the first thing I would do would emancipate food from the enslavement of the orthodoxy. And by that, I mean I would carve out Wyoming. Wyoming has now almost done this, very close. Basically a food freedom idea in which if you have direct producer-consumer food commerce, it's completely up to producer and consumer as consenting adults to voluntarily decide to make a trade, money for food or whatever. And it's not the government's business. It's not the food police business. It's just between the two people. If we did that, we would see a reformation in our food system, the likes of which you have never even imagined. Local food would drop. Nutritional quality would go up. Land care would go up. We'd have an integrated instead of a segregated system. We would see health be better. It would be wonderful for all of us.
Well, we're going to keep working on that, Joel. You keep doing the great things that you're doing. I am so delighted to have you on the show. And for those of you listening, we're coming right back next week with another amazing guest. Go out and make it a great, easy, organic gardener week. And go check out Joel's website. What he says is absolutely correct.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.